It's Friday, August 28th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The U.S. is already falling behind on 5G and why providers care, and insights from Gartner on changes to remain financially and operationally viable. This is the Business of Tech. The U.S. is already behind on 5G, per reporting in VentureBeat. The performance gap between U.S. and international 5G deployments is growing. OpenSignal has published a report detailing the average 5G speeds around the world, quoting VentureBeat. South Korean users seeing 5.3 times faster average 5G speeds than 4G, followed by Australia, Taiwan, and Canada. Saudi Arabia's 5G gap is even more pronounced at 14.3 times the speed of 4G, averaging 414.2 megabits. But in the United States, the difference is a mere 1.8 times, and slow in both cases, 28.9 for 4G versus 50.9 for 5G. Average U.S. 5G performance was actually slower than in the OpenSignal study published in May, while other countries have increased their download speeds. The performance is due to a number of carrier decisions and likely to be addressed in 2021 and 2022. That said, this isn't the first time the U.S. has lagged, and the country has not caught up. Why do we care? Broadband accessibility is becoming a significant issue. We've already seen problems with the rollout of virtual and distance learning because of bandwidth availability across economic lines, and here we see that the U.S. is falling behind on the rollout, too. 5G has been touted as the next thing and a massive emerging technology to leverage. But if the promise is never delivered upon, or delivered upon so slowly, it delays all of that potential. Service providers should be concerned and call out this discrepancy. Not corrected, it's holding back all of the potential of this technology and offering significantly less opportunity in the U.S. marketplace. You can't leverage the promise if it's not in the field. And other markets are already significantly ahead of the American one. Gartner, with new survey data of tech CEOs of small and mid-sized technology and service providers, quoting from IDG Connect. The majority of tech CEOs report that their organization has implemented a variety of changes to remain financially and operationally viable and improve its position for future recovery. Added or increased remote work, 90%. 35% are implementing short-term, while 55% plan to implement long-term. Adding increasing flexible working hours, 81%. 39% are implementing short-term, while 42% plan to implement long-term. Adjusting sales model toward remote selling, 84%. 39% are implementing short-term, while 45% plan to implement long-term. Additionally, whilst a third, 32%, made no changes to their offering, more than a third, 39%, created new products, 32% adjusted pricing to existing products, and/or 29% added free trials to better meet customer needs. With this also comes adoptions to demand generation efforts, as tech CEOs reveal they will put a greater focus on existing customers, 55%. And when it comes to new clients, rather than broad targeting of prospects, over half, 55%, of tech CEOs will be more precise in targeting specific prospect types, saving time and resources in the challenging market. Why do we care? There's a certain degree of obviousness to the results. Shockingly, in a world of pandemic, people are working remotely, being flexible on hours, and selling remotely. A bit of a duh. Here's my take on changes to offerings. Everything described is simply the acceleration of existing trends. Of course, new products would happen or adjustments to pricing. Market conditions changed, so moves were made to compensate. I'd actually offer that only a third making changes shows conservative thinking, and the analyst is understating a lot with that whilst. We've seen 10 years of e-commerce growth in 8 weeks. This survey says to me that stability was more the name of the game than rapid change. Let's link to the data reported earlier in the week around best-in-class providers selling more cloud services during this time. That's accelerant, not change agent. Thus, we care because it seems the product offerings seem pretty solid. Don't change products just because. Instead, change those offerings when you identify a need. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon supporters. Patreons get access to all the stories as written versions on our new businessof.tech website. Get a daily digest, be able to easily access all those links, and get full versions of the stories as searchable resources. Patreons support the site directly with our Give What You Want model. You determine what you think it's worth, and that's what you can give and support the site and get access to all that additional content. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend. I'll talk to you again on Monday.